Well, thank you very much there, JD. Good morning to you as well. It is time for our Newsmaker program here on a Friday morning at KTIC. Chad Moyer with you. And as we usually do on Friday, let's visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, get an update on what the markets have been doing here this week. And we take a look at the totals today compared to last week. Things look pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. We had the crop report, of course, that came out a week ago, and the fundamental supply and demand outlook there was a lot better than any in the trade thought it was going to be. We got quite a pop there the first day in terms of the futures price, and then backed off a little bit, but still higher than it was before the report. So that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah, I've noticed we've just been keep tapping on these soybeans, putting on a little bit each day. What seems to be going on in the soybeans, would you say?
Well, it's kind of amazing. I watched that dead cat bounce and got most of my soybeans sold. In fact, almost all of my soybeans sold on the dead cat bounce, and was feeling pretty good about getting the sale done, but a little negative on the outlook. But boy, as of yesterday's close, soybeans, March futures now, not the cash, but March futures are 42 cents higher than what they were the day before the crop report. So even though the report was kind of neutral on soybeans, we still got that demand in there. And one of the big factors that was in there this week was a big purchase by China. So you look at the structure of the soybean market, and the market is trying to tell us that they want the beans now, not in April when the South American crop comes on. So yeah, that might be something your listeners want to take heed of.
Yeah, let's expand on that a little more. It was going to be my question that this need for soybeans appears to be somewhat limited, at least in time frame, huh?
It is. I guess the thing that we have to be cognizant of is that crop conditions in South America, it seems every once in a while we'll get a little blurb on some of the news media that says Argentina or Brazil is having crop problems, and so the market pops up, and then the next day they say, well, maybe not, and the market goes back down. And kind of the same psychology you have in this country. In fact, I tell people that this spring rally in the soybean market is kind of the dead cat bounce in South America, and so you expect some rallies and some pullbacks, and we've certainly had our share of both.
Yeah, but we look at the next new crop for the States anyway. You know, it would be a November bid. That's back down between $10 and $11, isn't it?
It is. We've lost quite a bit of potential there, but the thing you have to remember with that, yes, we're back down in the 10 area, but we also have all of this spring and all of the summer growing seasons. And as we saw a couple of years ago, we can get a heck of a rally in the soybean market in September. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but I'm saying you need to not feel too bad if you didn't get some sales made back there.
Yeah, but by contrast that, though, with what's going on in corn, because, it almost seems like you could sell today, April, or new crop, and there wouldn't be a whole lot of difference in price.
That's right. The only difference in price is in the basis, and the basis is held together pretty good in both corn and soybeans, but, you could forward contract corn at a price today that's better than what is being offered for next fall, for better than what's being offered today in terms of futures. Mm-hmm. In terms of the basis, of course, the elevators take some protection on basis, and so it isn't quite that good on the cash market.
What do the seasonal charts show us usually happens, this time of the year into the spring planting?
I ran a bunch of long-term seasonal charts to show to a meeting we had a couple weeks ago, and it's a pretty strong uptrend from now at least through first to middle of March, and a lot of years on up into April and May. So, don't get too depressed about this thing. The fundamental supply and demand was pretty bad for corn. It's improved a little. And that may be why we can expect to see some rally in the futures and corn and soybeans both.
All right. So for, I guess, kind of looking out here near term, what are the keys that we should be watching here?
Well, if you've got cash beans on hand, the market's given you a third or fourth chance to get them sold at pretty good prices. And don't overlook that, because that's cash, that's money in the bank. And I don't know what percentage of beans have been sold, but I know a lot of people put beans in the elevator and corn in the bins at home. In terms of the corn market, boy, just cross your fingers for some kind of a rally to, in the futures to get some of this corn priced.
All right. And one other thing we wanted to mention, and that is the, I know you guys do the old Winning the Game series. The new game is called Marketing in a New Era. Will you be active with that again this winter?
I will be. I met with Roger Wilson a couple of days ago, and we're putting that together. The software is just about ready, and our first meeting is going to be coming up here sometime soon. So watch your calendars and watch your extension publications for announcements of those meetings.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how do they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Very good, sir. Always appreciate the information. Thank you much.
I look forward to another time.
Very good. So do I. Thanks. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets every Friday morning right here on 840 KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.